And we're talking about quiet quitting.
Quiet quitting. I think it's this new phenomenon, right? Or is it really new?
Welcome to the road to soul joy wellness, where a coach and a therapist explore the journey to living your best life on purpose. Here are Joy Williams and Nadine Huesner, your host.
Hello. Hello, Nadine. It's great to see you again.
Joy, it's always wonderful to see you. It's a new day, new start.
Yay! And we're talking about quiet quitting.
Yes, quiet quitting. I think it's this new phenomenon, right? Or is it really new? I would like to hear some of your thoughts about it, Joy, about what do you think about this new quiet quitting? Because I've had some experience with it.
Well, we'll have to hear that too. So I think it's interesting. I think for some people, it is a way for them to take back their power and say they're doing all this extra above what the job requires and are not being rewarded for it. So I think particularly during COVID, when people were working from home and working all sorts of hours, basically giving extra, then there was no definitive line from when they should stop working, that they just realized like it's not being necessarily appreciated. And I wonder, as I'm thinking about a lot about this, is some of those people who were doing a great job at home now are forced to go back to work, all that extra they don't want to give either. So my word of the day is from 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's my word of the day.
My word of the day is closure. Closure is a noun. It's an act or process of closing something, especially an institution, thoroughfare, or frontier, or of being closed. 2, in a legislative assembly, a procedure for ending a debate and taking a vote. 3, a sense of resolution or conclusion at the end of an artistic work, a feeling that an emotional or traumatic experience has been resolved. Closure. That's my word of the day.
That's a great word of the day.
From a professional perspective, I've had workers and experiences with workers quietly quitting. I mean, and I want to use the word ghosted us. And I think, yes, people may feel that they are not being properly rewarded or acknowledged, but in this very specific situation, I don't think that's the case. You know, I had someone who quietly quit it on the organization. And this is a person I praised every time I saw them. I was like, oh my goodness, you're so great. You're so wonderful. And, you know, they reached out one day saying they had a family emergency and never returned. And it made, you know, myself and the other director kind of feel like, well, you know, as we're reaching out, is everything okay? Not to be like, where you come, of course, you want to know when you're coming back, but never responded. And I think there's a piece where maybe they just didn't want to have a difficult conversation, which she had already had the difficult conversation of putting in her 2 weeks notice. And I think she had 2 more weeks there and just kind of dropped off the face of the earth. And therapeutically in the therapeutic in clients that I see, I often hear of this ghosting, right? Where people just don't respond, don't return, you know, texts or phone calls. And instead of just having the difficult conversation of saying, I don't want to do this anymore, at least once, because sometimes we know people don't accept no, but I'm just feeling like people just want things to be simple and easy.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because I can imagine that I'd like things to be simple and easy, but we know that they're not. And the thing about having those difficult conversations is it means you can bring closure, which was your word of the day, to the issue and put it behind you. And I think I remember in the past talking about how women have these open loops more than men do. So those open loops in my head, and I know I'm still carrying a couple open loops of things that I should be doing. So that if we just get get on with it and move on to the next thing, then that would be great. And when you talk about ghosting, it makes me think that the quiet quitting that we talk about is like ghosting junior. It's like, mm-hmm. So you're not really ghosting, you're just pulling back. So mm-hmm. ghosting junior is the quiet quitting. It's like, I'm not telling you, because in these things, people aren't having the conversation. I'm not telling you, I'm really disappointed that you don't recognize all these things that I'm doing, that I'm not being compensated for all these things that I'm doing, that I need to set boundaries. There's doing all that stuff without telling anybody.
Mm-hmm. And I guess with all quiet quitting, it starts with that junior quiet quitting where, you kind of hold back and being able to read, for people to be able to read the room, right? For the person who is withdrawing, for them, I guess maybe they feel it's either a way to protect themselves, and sometimes it's being passive aggressive, right? In the employment realm, you're being passive aggressive with pulling back, not doing as much, not coming in on time, and not giving your 100%, because in those situations, are people really saying, I don't feel valid? Or maybe they have said it and they just haven't been able to find another job to escape that situation. But I think ultimately, as a society, we're moving into a realm where people want to avoid this uncomfortable things. We don't, and I don't want to make a general statement, but I think oftentimes just, and I've seen it in my practice where I have to, one of my mantras are, this is not a confrontation, it's a conversation. We can have a conversation where I'm setting healthy boundaries, and what you bring to a conversation is your intent. I want resolution. I want peace. I want peace. I want understanding. Not that I want to be right, because if you come into a situation where you want to be right, that's a confrontation.
That's very interesting, because it brought up a lot of things when you're saying that, because I think we're not really good at conversation. I think we are at confrontation, and mm-hmm. also thinking that we can get to understanding, still disagree, still, like you and I still love each mm-hmm. other. Everybody you deal with, you're not going to be loving them. You might be mm-hmm. in a situation of mutual whatever, but I think we're not necessarily good at that. And because people think all disagreements are confrontations, some people will avoid it altogether. So instead of saying, well, let's figure out this issue and let's deal with the issue, like we might not agree on the issue, but we'll understand where the other person is coming from, so the mm-hmm. next time this stuff comes up, we can deal with it better. So I can see on the quiet quitting, people saying, I'm not telling my boss that I want to set these boundaries and I don't want to work 24/7, 365, mm-hmm. but I'm going to set the boundaries and we're not going to have a conversation about it, but I'm just going to do it. So it will appear as quiet quitting on the other side mm-hmm. because you're not having a conversation about it.
There's something you said, which was beautifully stated, right? How do you approach a difficult conversation? And, people will say, well, I have a problem or I have a concern, but you worded it beautifully. I don't know if you caught it where you said, let's figure out the situation. There's something going on, and I want us to kind of figure out how we can both have our needs addressed and met. And that brings you into a place of mutuality. Like, let's talk, let's share this instead of, and I think people may not know how to start the conversation, because if you're upset with someone, you want to be like, I got a problem with you. You and your whole dang generation.
Right. And that's funny, because people do. They say this whole generation is a problem, as opposed to, what am I dealing with right now? Yeah.
Right now, in the space, in the moment. And therefore, it doesn't become so overwhelming in this huge thing that they feel like I cannot address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know that I feel like I can focus on the issue and not the person. And I know that on the other side, people will take things personally, mm-hmm. even when, so you talk about how to deal with it. So I'm glad you said, I said something good. So I'll remember that the next time.
you did it beautifully.
Figure this out, because I think mm-hmm. people take it personally. And then to say, recognize that we're all going to have to change, right? So I think when it's one-sided, when I think, when I come and you and I are having a disagreement and the I'm rightness and you have to change thing, then that's not going to work. We're all going to have to change, even if it's just in our understanding of what's happening or our communication, because sometimes it's the communication. For an example, I was having a communication with someone. We were going back and forth through texts. I think it was text or email. And the last communication before we got on the phone was, I understand every single word you said. I do not know what you're talking about. Like, I understand that, but I don't know what's happening here. So sometimes is the fundamental part is we're having a miscommunication.
And yeah.
Work on that part.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's where this whole quiet quitting comes in. Like, are we really taking ownership of our circumstances? And I know, Joy, you and I have spoken about different people you have known in your life where they've kind of felt they weren't being validated in the workplace. And you gave this beautiful insight, like, but do, and to the point where you said, do they know that's what you want? And we presume that everybody is this mind reader and they know what's going on. And you always got to clarify, well, you feel like you're being overlooked, but do they know this is what you want? And are you doing things? Are there things in your actions that demonstrate that you're ready for the next level? Because sometimes I see people, well, I deserve that promotion. Well, what have you done for that promotion? Because you're the one who's always complaining. You're the one that doesn't find solutions. So, you know, it's interesting being able to step out and do the assessment of, am I truly in my actions and my words communicating what I really want? Or am I hoping that everyone is a mind reader? And I am trying to hone that skill. So just so you know.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge too, because you really have to get into the habit of requesting feedback, and then really get in the habit of saying, are all these things aligned? And adjusting the things you do. So for me, for instance, I do, as we discussed, I do this birthday video for my chapter every month. I love doing it. It takes an obnoxious amount of time because I live in excellence, right? So I'm giving all of this time to that excellence. And at the same time, I'm saying that I want to grow my business more. So I've been telling people that I'm stopping doing it. I've been doing this. I've done November, so it's 23 months of doing it. I'm doing it one more month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing it anymore. I'll miss it. And now that we're in person, it is such an ego trip. So you have to watch that. Because now that everybody's watching it, when they go through it, they clap. I'm like, oh, that feels so good. People like what I did. But at the end of the day, that's great. And if I have time again sometime, I'll do it. But I can't do it now because I really have to focus on another thing. So is all these things in alignment? Are we seeking the feedback that we need? Are we really trying to go where we want to go? Like, and do we believe that's possible? So sometimes we've given up on the belief that it's possible. Sometimes it's challenging, because I know looking for a job, the last time I really looked for a job, took a lot of time and energy and effort, longer than I wanted. But are we doing that? Are we looking for enough feedback from people?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, are we reading the room? Mm-hmm. Or are we just quiet quitting and saying, eh.
Yeah. And doing the other assessment of, have I been in this space before? Why does it, and I'm, you know, when you ask yourself, why does this always happen to me? Well, what's the common factor? Let's talk about that. Let's start there. Why does it always happen to you? And what do you need to change to control or limit these things happening to you? So I think, you know, look, this, it's, it really requires a great deal of self-awareness. Self-awareness.
Yeah. I think I went to an event and I saw a lot of people that I used to work with. And then thinking, like, when I talk to some people about the time there, it's like, well, if I were there, what could I have done differently? Not that I would have stayed longer or whatever, but what could I have done differently to be a better impact? Which would, when we look forward to the next thing, what would it be for that? Like, what could be better impact in other situations? And to recognize, to spend a little more time thinking of, what is the other person in this instance? What are they getting from this, and what do they see and what they perceive? I do know we had a project where I worked with my manager and some other people. And it was after working on this project that they sort of understood me better. Mm. And I was like, well, why don't you get this? But to recognize that people, it takes people a minute and they need to learn from different situations. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have an opportunity to learn, you know, new day, new start, new day, new beginning. But yeah, it's this new phenomenon about quiet quitting. I don't know if it's so super new, but I think it's definitely something for us to discuss and explore. So, and you know, I use it as closure, like you should always have closure. And what does closure mean in the sense for people, right? And I think for me, closure is accepting the new outcome, right? That you unmarry yourself to what you anticipated or hoped it would be, and you accept the new outcome. And that is how you achieve closure. Because I always say, well, how do you get to closure? What does that mean? Well, it means unmarrying yourself from what you wanted it to be or what you thought it would be, and accepting the new outcomes, which is super hard. It's super, super hard because you got to forget that you wanted it to be one way. You got to first put that way in the back recesses of your mind. And that's how you achieve closure.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I was also going through my mind as you were talking about that, to think of any times where I had quiet quit. And I think it was actually, I would describe it sort of as different though, because I think if once you accept that things are different and that you could actually have a different impact. So the example that came to mind was before I went to business school, at my job, there was a point between me knowing I was leaving and I left, which was like a month. So during that time, there was a certain kind of freedom in my mind. I was like, what? So I said things. I wasn't destructive, but I actually, there was a different kind of freedom that I thought, well, if I had acted this way before, you know, I remember being in one meeting and sort of thinking this meeting was annoying to me. And I sort of navigated through that meeting and was helped make the meeting more productive. So, but because I had this freedom of, it doesn't, I'm not being, well, I am being judged, but there's no performance review attached to it because I'm leaving. So that freedom of saying, okay, how can we make this the best thing? Because I'm frustrated here and what can we do? So it was sort of a closure of ending the way it was to saying, here's another opportunity, another way of looking at it. So that's a really mm-hmm. interesting thing of that closure. Like thinking it's not the way I wanted it to be, but how can we make it something else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, I guess, you know, so ultimately that quiet quitting, you know, as we kind of define it and what it is, it's just the removing of yourself from a situation or circumstance that may not be pleasable. Is that even a word? I need to.
Somebody's got to coin the new words.
I know. Shakespeare did it. So, you know, it's the passive way of ending or removing yourself from something that is no longer meeting your needs.
Yeah, that makes sense. The passive way.
It's a passive way. Yeah. So, but
discussion. We'll see if there's more quiet quitting going on
mm-hmm.
or less in this as the market changes in the coming months.
Yeah, as in the market, and even you know, just I think the professional world and the personal world are, you know, interweaving. And I think it should, we'll see. Oh, where I'm going is like, you know, I'm hoping that I'll start hearing that more people are not being assertive, but being more confident in stating and setting their boundaries and what they feel comfortable with, right? From a therapeutic clinical point of view, quiet quitting for me is like ghosting, and right? And, you know, I would love to know that people feel secure enough to be able to set healthy boundaries with people. I mean, not saying you have to repeatedly tell someone no, 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 but as long as you can account for one communication where you set boundaries, I think, you know, there's power in that. There's so much power in being able to be clear and defined in where you're going and what you're doing.
I like that. There's power in that.
Mm-hmm. And not quite quitting and ghosting. There's power in that.
Yes. So, and that's what we want.
That's what we want. We want people to find their power. Right.
Right. Along this soul joy wellness journey. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Joy, it's always great to talk to you. These are such interesting topics.
Yes. I love it. Can't wait for the next one.
I know. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you soon then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Join us next time as we continue to focus on living our best life on purpose.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Road to Soul Joy Wellness. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We love your feedback and a chance to answer your questions, and we may even share your ideas on the show. Until the next time, enjoy your time on the road to Soul Joy Wellness.